Hey, welcome back. This is Grillin' Guys. We are at Garrett's Appliance at 2410 28th Street Southwest in Wyoming, right on the edge of Granville. And we're right on the corner of Byron Center and 28th Street. And this is a huge, cool building, just chock full of appliances and every appliance you could imagine. But outside is the real appliance for me. It's the grills.
Yeah, there's a big tent out there. There's probably about 40 grills in it, but there's three right up front, and we're going to have a little grill off after the show here. Barbecue Bob's going to throw down with his tech grill versus the Wolf rep and the Weber rep, and they're going to be giving away meat. They're going to be giving away all kinds of samples. There's a bunch of specials going on down here at the store. Great place to come and shop for a grill. There's some really knowledgeable guys here that can help you pick out a grill and go through all the things you need to know to make sure you put the right one on your deck.
That's right, and that's a key thing. If you're going to get a good grill especially, and I wouldn't recommend doing anything other than that, because don't waste your money. You'll buy three of the $400 Chinese jobs, and you know, for that $1,200 you could have had a good grill. But I noticed that the Weber rep is not here yet. I'm wondering if he's like sleeping in or something. We're going to have to send out the dogs for him.
He's home practicing.
He's probably scared. Anyway, it is Garrett's Appliance. It's Saturday morning. It's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL. Every Saturday, we're here to harass you on your deck. We also like to talk about microbrewed beers. That's like one of our favorite things here. And later on in the show, we've got Steve Smith from Hopcat who's going to call in. He tried to make it down here, but his... his personal schedule is a little bit busy. That man works around the clock. Hopcat is a friend of the show, and if you've never been in there, you need to, because they've got like 54 beers on tap, plus their own.
Yep, many of them they make there, so yeah. That's pretty cool. Well, right now, as I talked about, we're going to talk about one of the best-kept secrets of the Grillin' Guys that's out there with regarding to brining meat. This is something that I think a lot of people are afraid of, because it just seems wrong to soak meat in liquid for a period of time. But I'm going to tell you what, it makes a huge difference. So bear with me here a little bit. We're going to go through a little science lesson here, and we're going to tell you a little bit about grilling meat or brining meat on the grill. But the problem is heat dries meat out. Right, Bob?
Sometimes.
I mean, you put it on, right, and if you use the right kind of grill, maybe not. But a lot of us, you know, one of the issues is it dries out meat. Marinades, you know, they don't really get deep into the meat. It's usually like an eighth inch on the outside. Adds a bit of flavor, but it's mostly on the surface. There is a way, however, to get the moisture deep down into the tissue and produce juicier meat. You can soak it in water, but better yet, soak it in salt water. Now, when there's salt in the water, there's a thing called osmosis. It's magic.
And sharks.
Right, yeah. Well, we could eat shark after we, yeah, you know what? We don't, probably don't have to brine a
shark. You don't have to.
Right. But this technique works best on white meats, your chicken, your turkeys, all your poultries, lean pork, and fish. That type of meat accepts this brine much better than a piece of red meat. So we're going to focus on white meat. But here's the little science lesson. There's a physical and chemical process that happens when you put the meat into a salt solution. Okay? If the meat's submerged in plain water, it'll flow into the meat through the cell membranes, making it moister, more moist, and heavier, because the liquid in the cells contain a lot of dissolved protein. But if the meat is soaked in salt water, the liquids go back and forth, and some of the meat liquids coming out and some of the water still going, salt water still going in. The end result is that the meat swells with moisture, and it can gain as much as 10% of its original weight, Bob. If there's a sugar or flavoring in the salt water, and I'm going to talk about that in the next segment, is how to make a brine. But if you put some flavoring in the brine, that actually gets absorbed into the meat as well. So what really happens here is when the salt water gets into the meat, the fibers are bathed in a sodium chloride water, which creates a, kind of an electric charge. This is the science part.
But what if my doctor said low sodium?
Well, we've got an option for that too. We can use the water with just the seasonings without the salt. It's a little bit longer time, but the salt is the best. And I'm going to tell you that I'm going to give you some timing here that you leave the meat in the salt, so you won't have a lot of salt in the meat. It's just enough to give it a flavor. But what happens is when the salt water gets into the meat, the fibers are bathed in this sodium chloride. They unwind and form a matrix that traps the moisture less and less is lost during the cooking process. That's called denaturing. Okay, and then after this process is done, it doesn't really tenderize it, it just fills it with moisture. So then you want to do the little flavorizing. You know, salt's going to amp up the flavor of anything you put it on, right? But too much can make it unpleasant, or if your doctor is saying that, you know, you shouldn't have that. So the trick to this is not to make the brine too salty and not to leave it in the meat in it too long. And I'm going to give you some tips on that as well. But if you're on a low salt diet, you can use the water.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Brining Guys. No, just kidding. We're the Grilling Guys, and we're out of Garrett's Appliance at 2410 West 28th Street on the corner of Byron Center and 28th. It's on the southwest corner. Garrett's Appliance is a sponsor of the Grilling Guys, and today they are having a huge outdoor tent sale. Literally everything's on sale, and the grills especially, close to our hearts. There's grill deals from every manufacturer that they have, and every grill will leave here with a cover and full assembly. Free cover.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a good deal. So talking about brining, now, a lot of people don't bother brining.
Right.
But it is a really good idea to brine, especially if you're dealing with fowl because of E. coli or things like that that can come in. And if the doctor says you got to watch your salt, go ahead and watch your salt. But this is not the time to watch your salt. That's the one time when it's okay, all right? And the Grilling Guys are giving you permission to use some sodium. You have to. And another thing is, like a lot of porks, fish, what you're doing is you're killing bacteria, you're softening the tissue, you're enhancing the flavor.
Right.
Salt enhances the flavor. There are low-sodium salts, and you can use a flavor substitute. So using garlic or another... I would call strong herb or vegetable to help with that brining is a great substitute. Going with low sodium salt and a flavor substitute, and garlic is always a good one. That's a great way to brine. But you do, as Randy says, get the moisture into the meat, and you get, you know, you pull the flavor out. What you're trying to do is, when at the end of the day, when you pull this piece of meat off the grill, you look good.
Right. So what are the five steps, right? It's pretty simple. And we'll post these on the website, thegrillingguys.com, for you, so you can check this out after the show. But there's five simple things. You're going to prepare a mixture of three parts salt and one part sugar, and then you're going to put in 10 times as much water as you did salt and sugar. So that's easy. If I did a cup of salt, or 3 cups of salt and 1 cup of sugar, that's 4 cups. I need 40 cups of water is where I'm going, because we wanted a 10-to-1 solution, so it's diluted. And then you're going to dissolve that in there, stir it up, make sure it's all dissolved, add any flavorings. You can use sharp liquids. You can use the garlic, but sharp liquids like vinegars or citrus juices, any whole seeds, dried herbs, spices, any of that stuff that you like, flavors, it'll get infused into the meat. You know, and if you're brining extensively for flavor, or if you don't plan to brine for meat too long, consider bringing the mixture to a faster boil, which will draw those seasonings into the fluid.
Yeah,
you know, you've got a guy coming up here in a little bit that we're going to be talking to that makes some pretty good stuff for brine also, and that's Tabor Hill. Kenny Peterson will be on.
Yep.
But white wine. If you're going to brine fish, here's a great fish brine recipe.
They don't have one of
And
these
we hate
there,
to bore you with brine, but, you know, Randy brought this up, so I'm going to beat you to death with it. Fish in particular, let's face it, if it's not really, really fresh, you're running the risk of having a won't-taste-like-chicken kind of thing.
You want to try to see if...
Use water,
it works over here now,
salt, and a little touch of maybe clear vinegar, and then a decent amount of white wine.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of white wine in there, and I'll tell you what, that will really enhance the flavor of a whiter fish, especially.
Right.
Great brine recipe there.
Last thing I want to cover is the timing, because all of this is well and good, but if you leave it in there too long, you're going to ruin it. So there's a couple rules of thumb here. Based on the thickness, not the weight of the meat, but the thickness of the meat, because if you think about it, the meat's going to be surrounded by water, and if it's surrounded by water, the thickness doesn't, or the weight doesn't matter, but the thickness does, because it's going to soak in, if you will. Basic rule of thumb is this: a half inch thick piece of meat should be submerged for a half hour. Tie them together, a half and a half. A 1 inch thick piece of meat, 1 hour.
Hey.
Tie that together, 1 and 1. Now we go a little different.
Yeah,
we go 2 inches is 3 hours. 3 inches, you could go as long as 8 hours on a 3 inch piece of meat. Now this would be like a turkey, guys. If you're going to brine a whole turkey, I don't know if any of you have ever done that on Thanksgiving, but I know my sister-in-law does it, and they turn out fantastic, incredibly juicy.
Well, that's
I really look forward to that every year. But she leaves that thing in a cooler with her solution, and she actually puts it in there for about 10 hours for that turkey, because that breast meat is very, very thick. So, you know, you can find all of this stuff on the Grillin' Guys website, thegrillinguys.com, or you can search it on the internet and learn about it. But wanted to bring that up to you guys because it's a tremendous technique to really enhance the flavor of your meat. Later in the show, I'm going to actually give you a couple brine recipes, so we'll go over those at that time.
Another thing you want to check for is, in terms of just regular safety around that grill, is to have a 10-foot set-off from your house. If you have crack lines, repair them. Just make sure that that grill is maintained properly, and we'll go through some charcoal grill tips in the next segment.
That's right. When we come back, we're going to have three things to consider when you're buying patio furniture. We're going to have that quick brine recipe. And guess what? We're going to be giving away some free hot dogs. So stick with us. We'll be right back.